Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, a mixture of clouds and sun today, a little less humid, high near 84. Kenosha right now, 70 degrees, 71 in Burlington, Milwaukee 72, and it's 71 in Racine. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has scheduled a special meeting for early Friday morning to discuss a proposed separation agreement with Administrator Kurt Wallen. He has held that position since 2013, says that he was somewhat surprised when he got a phone call from a village attorney telling him the board wished to end his tenure, which it's allowed to do, and after a recent meeting to discuss his contract with the village.
We were at that. The closure of that meeting resulted in me being extended to next spring. You know, there were some arguments about whether my contract had already been extended, because that's the way it seemed to be written in my opinion. But according to them, no, they did not feel that way. But
the meeting on Monday, a closed session scheduled to begin at 7:30. The board then listed to go into open session afterward to act on any motions made in that closed session. The REST program, which involved Racine area churches helping with the homeless from years gone by, it may make a return this winter to fill an immediate need as efforts continue at finding a permanent location for the homeless shelter, which accepts people with alcohol and drug and mental health issues, while one group's publicly recommended site appears to have faded. A community meeting at the courthouse yesterday where Pastor Warren Williams of Living Faith Lutheran Church and the group Segway suggested that their site at 961 King Drive, which has drawn all the criticism, it might still have to be considered because, in his words, the clock is ticking.
If we don't start working on a site within a month or so, we're afraid we're not going to have it open within by the time the cold weather comes. So we hate to say, I don't know that we're absolutely saying we've abandoned that site. We realize there are issues, but we think unless there's a much better solution, and maybe there is, and I don't know what's all in mind, that we haven't yet abandoned that site.
Pastor Williams' comments coming at the early part of that meeting. Ron Thomas, with the Continuum of Care and founder of the REST program, one of them anyway, prior to the Halo Shelter, he said that the current community effort is a whole lot better than years ago, and something might be able to happen.
We had the churches in the past. Let's see if anybody's willing to step up or churches are willing to step up for a short-term basis, and I'm not here to define what short-term, long-term is by any means, but there is definitely a need in this community, and there isn't anybody here that can deny that there isn't a need for some kind of a facility, short-term, long-term, preferably long-term.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave asking the group prior to a meeting maybe next month for 10 potential sites and up to 7 churches interested in volunteering this winter with the homeless under the REST program model. There's a public information meeting coming up on July the 14th in Mount Pleasant from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Village Hall regarding the installation of sanitary sewer on Highway V between Highway 20 and Spring Street. Also, the water main on V from 20 to the Northern Village limits. Formal presentations will be made during that gathering at 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. The rest of the time, an open house format. Those attending with a chance to ask questions of village and project officials, things like traffic and repairing existing drain tile, if needed. The work scheduled to begin around the 1st of August and be completed in the spring of next year. State Public Service Commission votes in favor of a $250 million wind farm project in the St. Croix County town of Forest 3 years after giving initial approval. The project manager is Bill Rackesy.
We've gone through a difficult and a lengthy and expensive to all parties process. And, you know, we find ourselves at a place today where, once again, our project has been confirmed or validated, if you will.
The 44-turbine project getting local approval back in 2010. A court ordered, however, reconsideration of the need for more public hearings and stricter noise compliance standards. And the head of the Centers for Disease Control is saying that the more researchers learned about the Zika virus, the more worried they get.
Dr. Thomas Frieden joined a group of congressional public health and government leaders urging Congress to pass a Zika funding bill.
We need to do more, to understand more, to diagnose better, to control mosquitoes better, and for all of that, funding is very important.
Director Frieden says the number of U.S. cases is also growing.
In the continental United States, travel-associated cases now stand at more than 1,130.
That number includes 14 transmitted by sexual contact. Congress is being asked to act before leaving on a 7-week recess July 15th. I'm Mark Chase.
WRJN News Time, 7:39.